should come from the plane's two black boxes, which were recovered from the water Thursday night and are now being analyzed at a nearby NTSB lab.
CBS News has learned two air traffic controllers were performing more than one job each. The union's Nick Daniels tells CBS Mornings,
"It is not uncommon for us to routinely combine positions, decombine positions. There is usually someone in a supervisory position looking at the overall workload and complexity."
14 of the 67 people killed were members of the U.S. figure skating community, among them athletes and coaches returning from an elite national development camp in Wichita. Olympic gold skating champ Brian Boitano was friends with one of those coaches. He tells CBS Mornings,
"Our figure skating community is really connected. We're a small community, but we're very close-knit. So when something happens to one of us, we all feel it and we all try to gather around for support."
Hamas is expected to free three more hostages in Gaza, including Keith Siegel, who was born in North Carolina. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
Everything looks set for the release of the first American-Israeli hostage tomorrow in the second handover of hostages this week. Yesterday, a total of eight were freed in Gaza.
California's in for a soaking. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
After a mostly dry January, back-to-back atmospheric rivers are expected to bring several inches of rain across California. National Weather Service forecaster Rachel Kennedy says a flood watch is in effect.
As we get more and more rain, we'll start to see the soils get more saturated, and then that flood risk is going to increase.
Meanwhile, people who live in areas scarred by recent wildfires could see dangerous debris flows.
Consumer prices are up. The Commerce Department reports they rose 2.6% in December from the year before. Compare that to 2.4% in November. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It does bolster the case for the Federal Reserve to be patient, hoping that that inflation rate moves towards its 2% target.
NASDAQ up 181. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 70-year-old man remains missing after a UTV broke through the ice in Kenosha County yesterday. It happened on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. Local and DNR teams are assisting in the search, which highlights concerns about thin ice in the area. A Racine man has been charged with a felony for shooting at someone near his vehicle, mistakenly believing he was protected by the Castle Doctrine. The incident resulted in no injuries. Jesus Cabrera was released on a signature bond. Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upward to $4.3 billion. That exceeds the previous estimate of $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to spark negotiations with lawmakers over how to use that money. And downtown Racine will feature large metal kites as part of its annual public art installation this summer. The kites are being built by welding students at Gateway, and they'll be decorated by selected artists. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will be just down the street from the Alamo tonight when they take on the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers asked, after reviewing the tape, did he have any trouble with some of the refs' calls in their loss Tuesday night to the Trailblazers in Portland?
I thought the refereeing was, you want to be honest, they were going to let you play and be physical. So the problem was the other team was the aggressor. And to me, the aggressor should get the calls. I always say that. That's how it works.
Rivers also says if the Bucks make a trade before the NBA deadline next week, it's fine, but he's okay with the roster as it stands. College hoops. The Badgers are at Northwestern tomorrow afternoon at 1. Marquette at home against UConn, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL. A report the Packers plan to hire Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli leaving the Packers. He's been hired as the new defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today. It will be cooler under mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s. A few light rain showers possible in the morning, and it will be breezy as well. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a high of 33. Current temperature is 37.
You can say. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Nothing could drag Mary Wells away from her guy. And the Shylights are looking for her. Is there a connection between those two songs? I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Shylights, great song on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Memorial Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And before this hour is up, another part of my interview with Peter Noon, Herman of Herman's Hermits, coming roughly a half an hour from now. And that'll be another chance for you to win tickets to see him, along with the Herman's Hermits and the Association. Both acts, great show, lined up at the Genesee Theater, February 28th. Tickets available now, or wait to win them. From WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal Lines Insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie. Time is running out. Show that special someone how much they mean to you with a Valentine's Day bouquet, straight from the heart. With over 40 years of handcrafted floral artistry, let The Personal Touch by Julie bring your love to life, one petal at a time. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app, on the air or on demand. WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Like this.
Timeless Hits and a little bit of sugar for you. From the Archies on WRJN.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. Of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
Into your heart.
That song in concert February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. That's the association, along with Peter Noon, Herman of Herman's Hermits. He and I have been talking, and another part of our conversation coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes. Pay attention to it, because this afternoon we'll ask you a question about what you heard, and that could get you tickets to see them, the association and Herman's Hermits, in concert from WRJN. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on around the world and up your street. Here's Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 70-year-old man remains missing after a UTV broke through the ice in Kenosha County yesterday. A search was started again this morning on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. Two other people who were on the UTV managed to escape the water. They declined further medical attention. Local rescue teams, along with a DNR team, are assisting in the search. Earlier this week, Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling put out a warning regarding thin ice. That was after a handful of water rescues in Racine County. A Racine man thought he was within his rights when he shot at someone near his car. He wasn't. Jesus Cabrera has been charged with a felony for endangering safety after shooting at a person in a ski mask who was near his vehicle. Cabrera thought he was acting under the Castle Doctrine, but the law only applies to defending yourself in a home, not a yard. The shooting this week happened after Cabrera saw somebody on a security camera. There were no injuries. He did end up damaging his own vehicle. There's more of your money piling up in Madison. Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upwards to $4.3 billion. That's according to the latest figures from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. It's up from the previously estimated $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to initiate a series of negotiations with Republicans over how to use that money. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
More and more sunshine peeking out here this afternoon. Breezy winds. They're crisp, too, pulling out of the northeast, just keeping our highs to the upper 30s. Tomorrow, temperatures slide to the low 30s, and chances of light snow moves in at night. Accumulations look light, though, like less than half an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
W-R-J-N. Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
Yes.
to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance 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 to the music.
Local news, timeless hits, Three Dog Nights, Animals. Just a coincidence that they played back to back.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad.
By the way,
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It is just a coincidence, okay, that I played Three Dog Night, The Animals, and The Stone Ponies back to back to back. Just a coincidence, I'm telling you. If I was really into that sort of thing, I'd play a Monkees song right now. WRJN.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see a reflection of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now, no love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone with only memories. Through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy time. Ooh, when you were gone. As I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday and all the love I gave.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's my interview with Peter Noon. Pay attention.
August 21st, 1967.
We were easygoing band, so we would always bring our friends on American tours. I think the first one we brought Wayne Fontana, then we brought the Animals, we brought the Hollies, and I think 1967 we brought the Who to try and break. Their label was not really that interested in them. And at the time they were a top 40 band, you know, they had Substitute and Pictures of Lily and those kind of top 40 songs. They weren't a power trio at all. They were a pop band. And we thought they would make it. And, their manager, Kit Lambert, was a good friend of mine. And I knew Chris Stamp, who was Terrence Stamp's little brother. And they were managing The Who. And incredibly, they thought I was like an old-timer then. I think I was 20, maybe.
You were a veteran, at least.
And they asked me to take care of Keith Moon, make sure he didn't get in any trouble on the tour.
And how'd that go?
It did well, you know, because he lived until the end of the tour. He carried on at the end of the tour, so I must have done something right.
Okay,
you
know, good. So the takeaway here is that in 1967, The Who opened for Herman's Hermits. Listen this afternoon after 2 for your chance to win tickets, concert tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association from WRJN.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin'. You shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you
changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Too strong, I'm headed to you. Change, change, change.